Hello, I'm Gary Robey. We all know fear in our lives, fear of the unknown, and fear of what we do know. My prayer is that we will all be encouraged during this call to worship, and that we will learn how to have no fear. We rejoice today, Father, that we're in your hands and that you love us unconditionally. You care for us more than we will ever know until we see you face to face. It is our confidence in that love and understanding a little bit about how powerful you are, that gives us peace and the fact that we need not fear anything. As your word proclaims, fear thou not, for I am with thee. And that we are not to be anxious, full of fear about anything. Lord, please help us to understand this concept. No fear. And that you've not given us the spirit of fear. Lord, that we might be so focused on you that we fear not.
Silent moment to hear his still small voice.
Thank you for joining us for a time with no fear during this call to worship.
Sin, all the bliss of this glory. sin, not in part, but the whole. He is nailed to the cross, and I bear it no more. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, oh my soul. It is well.
You are listening to Call to Worship, a one-hour radio program heard on this station weekly at this same time. I invite you to make this a habit and tell your friends to listen as well. The Call to Worship ministry also includes a Facebook page where listeners can fellowship, share testimonies, and find out what the topic will be for the next week's program. Another valuable part of our ministry is the website. At calltoworship.us, you can listen to past programs of your choice at your convenience 24/7. This is especially helpful to those of you who cannot find us on a local station, would like to listen to a program a second time, or would like to hear different topics. That feature and more details about this ministry can be found at calltoworship.us. Our website also allows you to safely and conveniently make a contribution. Call to Worship is a listener-supported program. If you appreciate the ministry of Call to Worship, then we need to hear from you today. Our mailing address is Call to Worship, 2070 Milligan Way, Medford, Oregon 97504. Once again, your tax-deductible donation can be sent to Call to Worship, 2070 Milligan Way, Medford, Oregon 97504. This is a call to worship.
Where there is Jesus, His love and joy will abound. Where there is Jesus, His perfect peace is found. Where there is Jesus, there will be hope and light for all to see. Where there is Jesus, there will I be. I have looked around the world to find my place in life, and of all the oceans I have crossed and mountains I have climbed, I finally found the answer is simply where I stand. 'Cause life begins with Jesus once we take His hand. Where there is Jesus, His love and joy will abound. Where there is Jesus, His perfect peace is found. Where there is Jesus, there will be hope and light for all to see. Where there is Jesus, there will I be. Jesus is always there for us, guiding us with His love and joy will abound. Where there is Jesus, His perfect peace is found. Where there is Jesus, there will be hope and light for all to see.
God, you are my child, don't be afraid. Don't be afraid, don't be afraid. I will not fail you nor forsake you. I am your God, you are my child. Don't be afraid.
Indeed, don't be afraid. We all face fears. Fear of the unknown and fear of what we do know. We're sometimes daily faced with the choice to know fear, K-N-O-W, or to have no, N-O, fear. You can live in the fear zone where you know fear intimately, or you can choose not to fear, as we're encouraged in Scripture. Consider the words of the prophet Isaiah as he spoke the word of God to Israel in Isaiah 41:10. Fear thou not, for I am with thee. Be not dismayed, for I am thy God. I will strengthen thee. Yea, I will help thee. Yea, I will uphold thee with the right hand of my righteousness. Check this out, where in Genesis, God himself tell several people at different times and circumstances to fear not. Abraham, Genesis 15. After these things, the word of the Lord came unto Abram in a vision, saying, fear not, Abram, I am thy shield and thy exceeding great reward. Hagar, Genesis 21, 17. And God heard the voice of the lad, and the angel of God called to Hagar out of heaven and said unto her, what aileth thee, Hagar? Fear not, for God hath heard the voice of the lad where he is. Isaac, Genesis 26, and the Lord appeared unto him the same night and said, I am the God of Abraham thy father. Fear not, for I am with thee, and I will bless thee and multiply thy seed for my servant Abraham's sake. Rachel, Genesis 35. And it came to pass, when she was in hard labor, that the midwife said unto her, fear not, thou shalt have this son also. Jacob, Genesis 46. And he said, I am God, the God of thy father. Fear not to go down into Egypt, for I will there make of thee a great nation. And Philippians 4, rejoice in the Lord alway, and again I say, rejoice, let your moderation be known unto all men. The Lord is at hand. Be careful, anxious, afraid, fearful, for nothing, but in everything, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God, and the peace of God, which passeth all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of a good report, if there be any virtue, and if there be any praise, think on these things. The attitude. As the Apostle Paul told the Philippians, it's all about attitude, our perspective. For example, seek ye first the kingdom of God. Focus on that as the most important thing to have in your mind. In the words of Jesus, please, listen to this, folks, and catch the attitude of Christ found in Matthew chapter 6, beginning with verse 19. Lay not up for yourselves treasures upon earth, where moth and rust doth corrupt, and where thieves break through and steal, but lay up for yourselves treasures in heaven, where neither moth nor rust doth corrupt, and where thieves do not break through nor steal. For where your treasure is, there will your heart be also. The light of the body is the eye. If therefore thine eye be single, thy whole body shall be full of light. But if thine eye be evil, thy whole body shall be full of darkness. If therefore the light that is in thee be darkness, how great is that darkness? No man can serve two masters, for either he will hate the one and love the other, or else he will hold to the one and despise the other. You cannot serve God and mammon. Therefore, I say unto you, take no thought for your life, what ye shall eat or what ye shall drink, nor yet for your body, what ye shall put on. Is not the life more than meat, and the body more than raiment? Behold, the fowls of the air, for they sow not, neither do they reap, nor gather into barns, yet your heavenly Father feedeth them. Are you not much better than they? Which of you, by taking thought, can add one cubit unto his stature? And why take ye thought for raiment? Consider the lilies of the field, how they grow. They toil not, neither do they spin. And yet I say unto you that even Solomon in all his glory was not arrayed like one of these. Wherefore, if God so clothe the grass of the field, which today is and tomorrow is cast into the oven, shall he not much more clothe you, O ye of little faith? Therefore, take no thought, saying, what shall we eat, or what shall we drink, or wherewithal shall we be clothed? For after all these things do the Gentiles seek. For your heavenly Father knoweth that you have need of all these things, but seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Take therefore no thought for the morrow shall take thought for the things of itself. Sufficient unto the day is the evil thereof. From Matthew 1, but while he thought on these things, behold, the angel of the Lord appeared unto him in a dream, saying, Joseph, thou son of David, fear not to take unto thee Mary thy wife, for that which is conceived in her is of the Holy Ghost. Matthew 10, and fear not them which kill the body, but are able, not able, to kill the soul, but rather fear him which is able to destroy both soul and body in hell. Matthew 28, and the angel answered and said unto the women, fear not ye, for I know that ye seek Jesus, which was crucified. Later, Luke chapter 1, but the angel said unto him, fear not, Zacharias, for thy prayer is heard, and thy wife Elizabeth shall bear thee a son, and thou shalt call his name John. Luke 1:30, and the angel said unto her, fear not, Mary, for thou hast found favor with God. Luke chapter 2, and the angel said unto them, fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all the people. Luke chapter 5, and so was also James and John, the sons of Zebedee, which were partners with Simon. And Jesus said unto Simon, fear not. From henceforth thou shalt catch men. Luke chapter 8. But when Jesus heard it, he answered him, saying, Fear not. Believe only, and she shall be made whole. Luke 12. Jesus speaking here. But even the very hairs of your head are all numbered. Fear not, therefore. Ye are of more value than many sparrows. And Jesus once again, and Luke chapter 12, Fear not, little flock, for it is your Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom. And finally, just listen to John from Revelation chapter 1. And when I saw him, I fell at his feet as dead. And he laid his right hand upon me, saying unto me, Fear not, I am the first and the last. My dear friend, no matter what is going on in and around your life, listen to the words of God. Fear not.
You shall not die of thirst. You shall wander far in safety, though you do not know the way.
You shall speak your words in foreign lands, and all will understand. You shall see the face of God and live.
Be not afraid. I go before you always. Come, follow me, and I will give you. Through raging waters in the sea, you shall not drown. If you walk amid the burning flames, you shall not be harmed. If you stand before the power of hell, and death is at your side,
and I will give you rest.
Our call to worship today has been invested in God's Word, spoken and in song, reminding us that we do not have to live in fear. I'm happy that you joined us and pray that this hour has been a meaningful part of your worship today. Thank you for your letters and your financial support that keeps Call to Worship right there on your local station. It is important that we hear from you now. Our mailing address is Call to Worship, 2070 Milligan Way, Medford, Oregon 97504. That address once again is Call to Worship, 2070 Milligan Way, Medford, Oregon 97504. You're invited to visit our website at www.calltoworship.us. You can make your tax-deductible donation to this ministry right there on the website. You can also listen to programs there and find other valuable information, including a list of songs that you heard on today's program. That's calltoworship.us. Call to Worship is a broadcast ministry of the Dove Media Ministries of Medford, Oregon. And now may the God of peace, who brought up from the dead our Lord Jesus, the great shepherd of the sheep, and ratified an eternal covenant with his blood, may he equip you with all you need for doing his will. May he produce in you, through the power of Jesus Christ, every good thing that is pleasing to him. All glory to him forever and ever. Amen.
What shall we say?
What shall we say?
shall be.